Hold. Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Awakenings, the place where you're either waking up or you have awakened and are living awake and taking this awakened state into your everyday living. Now, many of you, whether you consider yourself more in the mainstream populace or that you have awakened from a deep sleepy sleep and realize that you no longer need to follow a manual or a rule book, that manual is within you, that you set your own rules determined by what is right for you in your divine path, there still is the idea of coping, whether you've been spiritually on a path, a conscious path. We're all on a path. We're all on a path. However, some of us are just on a path more consciously and some taking the vow or the decision or the great joy of being in conscious service and helping in the evolution of humanity. And within that is up-leveling or updating your beliefs and your ideas to allow more light in, to allow more of your radiant self-expression. But wherever you find yourself on your path, and however you categorize yourself, there still is this idea of needing to cope in the transition and change. There still is this idea of using tools to become aware, not only of yourself, but your own path of unfolding, and where and how does this path not only unfold for you, but how does it fit in for you individually as well as collectively. So today our main focus of connecting here, as always, is to learn, to share. I say that the listeners on Awakenings are participants. You're not only listeners, but you're participating. You're putting your own wisdom in. You're each and every one of you within the chat that's listening by phone, that listens on the podcast, the downloads, that's listening on iTunes, that's listening on Cosmic Dimensions. You are part of this converging flow. There's been a harmonization that has taken place, and out of this harmonization, you have flowed into, if you will, a different resonant field, a field of higher consciousness, of higher awareness, that you know that you are that innate divine intelligence expressing and experiencing as you. And some of you are living this already, and some of you are just beginning to live this. So it's a place for everyone. We all are, in a sense, in this together. And we all need tools, insight, inspiration of how we are all in this together. We need that confirmation. Okay, so part of what we get here is the confirmation and the understanding so that we are able to do what we came here to do. Because each and every one of you has a divine mission, a plan. Your life is an idea in the divine mind or the mind of the all that is, that innate intelligence. You are that idea that needs to be experienced and expressed. And so because of that, the time is now to move forward, move into your life more. And so as you see on Awakenings, we have people, souls, beings, spirits, seen and unseen, that help us do this, that help us move more fully into our radiant expression. So today we are going to be along these lines, talking to someone that I so enjoy. I've had her a few times, both of them, non-physical, non-seeing, and the physical and third, fourth, fifth. I think actually Christina is fifth dimensional also. You have to be to hold the vibration of when the expanded beings come through or divine spiritual energies. On this note, she is one I would say, I'm trying to get the words, because being Sophia, because Christina channels this amazing energy being Sophia of wisdom, it's so needed at this time where we're all coping. We're learning to cope with a different energy structure and a different energy vibration. It's not just the changes. There's literally a vibrational shift that's happening. Our body is being recalibrated, our mind, our emotions, our energy in motion. And so we are in unprecedented times, but there is a path unfolding. So we all need to remember that. So today we're going to be talking with Christina and then Sophia, Christina King, who's been a professional channel. Now she developed herself to be a channel capable of full expression. Christina approaches channeling from a therapeutic perspective and offers an understanding of the spiritual realms that's also grounded in reality, which is important. I always say your higher self or spirit won't have you do something that is crazy, you know, that's really unfounded. There's always a sense of practicality, and sometimes you don't see it in the moment, but when you look back. So I really want to bring on Christina Keene and give her a warm welcome. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Michelle. It's so great to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you back. So great. New people.
Always a ride.
Yeah, exactly. always. I'm hearing some clicks here. Let me just check sound. How is your sound, by the way? Are you able to?
Yeah, there seems to be static, and that sometimes happens with Sophia.
Yeah,
The energy sometimes, the phone can't handle it. So I've had my phone checked so many times, and they all say there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I understand. We've had, and it's always when we're bringing the higher or more expanded vibrations through. We had it the other day. We did an 11 gateway activation acceleration, and I even put it out there to anybody in the chat, anybody listening on the phone, anybody in the ethers that has the new calibration, you know, any of the awakened ones, you need to start developing some new software and computers that can handle these higher bright.
Exactly. I've been saying this all along. There's a new technology coming out that can handle these higher frequencies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Have to, don't they? I mean, it's like, I get goosebumps. Oh, when this happened last couple times you were on too, the goose here, they're starting already. I can feel it.
Well, I've always found that it's fun to witness people when, you know, things go awry when I come into the room. I think for a lot of people it has been evident, oh, something really does go on, because I am practicing bringing through Sophia on a daily basis. So vibrationally, I'm vibrating quicker, and that does affect lights. Lights go on and off, things happen. And I think that has, for most part, has been the evidence for a lot of the people who are, you know, just starting to awaken and not really sure of what all of this means. So I've always been appreciative of the light flicker, and they look at me and say, are you doing that? And I laugh and I say, well, I think it's just feeling what's going on, you know, it's responding to what's going on in the room.
Yeah.
It's an acknowledgement. So.
Absolutely. But, you know, as those energies start coming through, well, they're there anyway, but they're becoming right more present. It lets people know, you know, I'm about to enter.
We're going someplace new, exactly.
Yeah.
And let's open our minds up that things can happen that are out of the ordinary. And I think that's really what my life represents over and over again. I live in an out-of-the-ordinary way. So, you know, in that, I think it helps people to say you don't have to live in the commonplace or the everyday with everyone else. We can be extraordinary, and I think that's really one of the messages of Sophia as well, how to be extraordinary. And these are extraordinary times, so here we go.
Yeah, do you find that that's part of the reason that she's coming through at this time to say, you know, that there are these other multidimensional realities, experiences, and aspects. And in a sense, don't be fooled by looking at one. Don't be looking just at this one reality or one surface.
Yeah, oh, I definitely feel like, I think one of our main roles is to be with the awakening as people are aware that we're more than our physical bodies, than what we see here. There's more going on. I think that's one of our main messages. How can we see beyond the veil, and how can we make those, that new sight, part of our everyday life, and how can it be exciting instead of scary? Because for many, it's scary, and hey, I get scary. I've gone on the crazy roller coaster ride, so I really do understand scary. But at the same time, I think the more people that are speaking on it, the more I'm able to stand in front of many people and say, yes, someone else speaks through me. For many, it's a very scary thing to even witness someone changing, you know, that my voice changes, my face changes, my body changes, and that's nerve-wracking for a lot of people, yet I'm comfortable with it. So I feel the more I'm comfortable in saying, hey, it's okay, people are feeling more comfortable with maybe someone else could speak through her and all of that. So it's been fun. It's been a wild ride, really, a wild ride.
Well, that's the one thing I think with the awakening, the spirit, even though there's a base or foundation, maybe even the sense of practicality, it still is a wild ride.
Yes, it is. That's one of Sophia's main things, buckle your seatbelt. And I think you need that seatbelt when we go through, like, the loops, you know, the roller coaster that goes upside down. That's, some days I feel that my life does several loops in a day, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I like the adventure, so.
Now, I'm sure many of our guests are aware of your path and how it unfolded, but would you, Christina, just touch on a bit of your awakening, you know, awakenings, you've had many, and how you came to be a full expression channel for Sophia. How did she come through you?
Yeah, well, there are many things that happened. I think one that really gets everyone's attention is that I was hit by lightning. And that was really the starting point of everything starting to change for me. So I was indirectly hit by lightning. But after that, I found that things weren't the same ever. And so there are a lot of intuitives that say that, you know, that type of frequency or that electricity coming through your body awakes that dominant part of your mind. And so that was one thing that started the path. But it was also the crossing of my dad when he passed away. I had really been suffering with him for a long time in a long illness and asked the question, you know, where does he go when he dies? And I grew up very Irish Catholic. So there is a heaven, there was a hell, and these were the way things were. So out of my pain, I really began to question, you know, what happens after we die? And through that, I started to have mediumistic experiences where I could sense that my dad was in the room, and that blew my mind away. And then from there, it started just intensifying. And as I imagine a lot of awakenings, they start sometimes big, like a big bang, and then continue down that journey. And there was one day that I was moving, actually, in a movement or a dance class with my eyes closed and moving my body. And I just felt that I wasn't moving my body anymore. And that was a new concept to me. Well, who could be moving my body if it's not me? And my husband, who was a friend at the time, started to explain the concept of channeling to me.
Oh, so he actually knew before.
Oh, he grew up around, thank goodness for my husband, he grew up around channels and mediums his whole life. So I didn't know what any of this meant. So, but it felt so good to me that I wasn't afraid of it. It's funny to say, but it felt divine. It felt like something holy was happening.
It sounds like you embraced it, though. Even though it was a little trepidation, you were open to it.
I jumped right in.
Okay.
Well, because again, I'm a body intuitive, meaning that I feel everything through my body. I grew up as a trained dancer. And so in that feeling, the feeling is so good that it's very hard to doubt. So I didn't question, well, is this bad? Because it felt so lovely. So, and it was not long after that he explained, oh, this sounds like channeling. And about a week later, I spontaneously just started to speak. Sophia started to speak through me. And it felt so good and her wisdom was so profound, and I was so amazed that this was coming out of my mouth that I actually became a little obsessed with it. I was wanting to do it all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, look at me. Hey, look at me.
Well, it's a great frequency to be marinating in, right?
Yeah. Well, at the time, I don't know that everyone else felt that it was a good frequency because they didn't know what the heck was going on. So I kind of had that journey of freaking a lot of people out because I just wanted to show everyone. And the people around me, I was living on the East Coast. This was about 10 years ago. And this is before mediumship was really known. I mean, it was known, but people weren't as out there in the world practicing mediumship. So, I freaked a lot of people out. I scared a lot of people. And then that scared me. Once people started to reflect back to me, what is this? And that's where my husband said, oh, I have a whole group of friends and family that are mediums and channels. And I took my first trip out to Los Angeles, met with all these people who were able to reflect back to me, oh, this happened to you, this happened to you, oh, this is what happens. And immediately I found a kinship, a place where I could be around people like me and not be afraid. And so that's where it really started. I packed everything up and I moved to the West Coast in exploration of how do I become and really understand what it is to be a channel. So that was 10 years ago, and I've also gone to school. I traveled to London and spent time studying and, you know, sit in circle with my husband on a daily basis. So I've really trained myself over the last 10 years. So it's happened to me, but then I have worked with it over and over and over again to understand it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the training, it's so important that the consistency of practice and doing what needs to be done to remain clear.
Exactly.
We have a synchronicity there because I also studied in London a couple times in England. Yeah, great studying there.
Well, I feel that they're very practical about it. Yep, you're
channeling,
and they're not very airy-fairy. They are very down-to-earth, and that their training, for me, I trained for a week, and it was about 10-hour days that you sat in trance for 5-6 hours a day. And then did processing work. What does this mean? How do you hold it? How do you sustain it? All of that. So it's been really an amazing journey of training myself. In the beginning, I could only bring through Sophia probably for 15 minutes at a time, and I would be exhausted. And my eyes would be closed. I'd be sitting in a chair. So throughout the years, I've trained just like a marathon runner. I've trained on how to be able to hold her energy, and it's bring energy to me instead of drain it from me. So that's been the big challenge.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I think a lot of people, when they do start opening and receiving in whatever form the energies, even if it's just other aspects of themselves, they have to learn, and many don't, they have to learn not to use their finite ego personality energy, right, but really open and expand vibrationally to allow the other to come through. Otherwise, you know, a lot of things, you know, burn out for one, but, you know, a lot of, you know, I don't want to say negatives, but, you know, really can drain the body.
It can. And also, who and what are you channeling? And,
yes, that's another.
I think as we're opening up, a lot of us, as for me in the beginning, I was like, oh, I can channel anything, and was kind of excited about this idea, and then realized, oh, let me turn the dial to, you know, beings that are higher. And then that's where really Sophia made herself known, and that's where I chose to say, no, it's just Sophia that I'm going to choose to channel, because it's wisdom. And so, you know, I feel clear, and she has proved herself to me over and over again who she is. But that's one of the big things. Who are you channeling and what are you bringing through? I think many of us say, ooh, this is so fun. And we dive into worlds where, you know, you never know what's coming through unless you really ask and spend time with it to make sure that it is a being with the highest good in mind.
Well, I like how you say that, and I like how you say you chose. And then decided, you know, first of all, that you wanted a higher expanded, you know, beingness.
Right.
And then that you did also choose her, or, you know, because of the wisdom.
Back and forth.
Exactly. Well, obviously,
she chose
you too. Right. But what I'm hearing in this is there's some, not only, being proactive about it, but that using your own wisdom or divine wisdom to say yes, you know, this is a match, even though they come through you, they choose, you know, usually I find we have put the call out there, the message, or our vibrational frequency is of that to receive, but then is it
right. Who
and how?
Right.
And a lot of people also don't realize they're channeling just beings from the astral plane, and it's very murky,
right.
You know, filtered stuff. And again, I think that has to do, you mentioned processing work. I think the people that are doing, if you're doing a lot of processing and clearing the emotional body and your vibrational frequency is higher, you naturally,
attract
that which is more expanded. You think, yeah.
Exactly. And I also think that there, I mean, I went to school for expressive arts therapy, so it's a form of movement therapy,
mm-hmm.
where that, when you really look at what a channeled being has to offer, I think some of the most important things to ask is, how can I practically apply this to my everyday life? How does this have meaning to me right now? And where can I take it and go with it?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, I think sometimes some of the channel information, we get so caught up there in the bigger picture that we're not bringing it down to the ground. So
mm-hmm.
for me, I like to ground everything in and say, okay, Sophia, I love that great universal principle. Now, how do I apply it as I go to the grocery store? How do I apply it? And I think that is one of my major things I've requested, which she automatically does anyways, but I've requested, let's make this information practical so mm-hmm. everyone can digest it, not just those who, you know, meditate and are on a spiritual path. Those that, you know, have no idea who Goddess is would have the ability to hear the information and say, oh, wow, that's easy. That's easy to try, and that's interesting, so that there's a greater draw to it versus, you know, all of us that love channeling, sitting in a room, you know, not being able to open up to a greater audience. So for me, it's all about the practicality, making it accessible for the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it seems to me, because it is channeling wisdom, that that's also the main focus, is how can, in a sense, Sophia through you is an additional guide, if you will, the planet this time, to how can you use this in your life?
Exactly, right. Well, and that seems to be her message.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again, it's about, what is your own wisdom? How do you tap into your own source of wisdom? So on a daily basis, you feel guided by self. So you feel guided that your own soul is creating the pathway. Your own soul is, so that you don't always have to look outside of yourself. You don't need a guidebook, that the guidebook
mm-hmm.
is in you and unfolds on a daily basis. So it's about trusting that you are wisdom, and that wisdom speaks to all of us. And I mean, that's what I have a really great time with Sophia, that I don't call her my guide. I feel like she's the guide of humanity, and she talks to us all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of how much are we listening, or how much can we bridge her messages? How much can we see them in our daily life? Because they're there.
Mm-hmm.
She's there whether you know it or not. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's what's really fun, you know?
How did you... keep aware, and what would you suggest to others that they can keep aware of the messages that are coming through, whether it's, you know, in a perspective like this, or obviously when we get to the part where you are actually channeling Sophia, even if the messages are general, on some level they relate to all of us, right?
Exactly. They do relate to all. Well, and I think one of the things I love sharing is the phrase, oh, that's strange, oh, that's odd, oh, that's a coincidence. Usually those are signposts. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you hear a song three times in one day. You open a book and it says exactly what you were thinking about. I think the signposts are all around you. It's just that paying attention, being in the moment versus maybe in your head in the past or the future, which we all tend to be. But the bird chirping next to you might, you know, have something that's relatable to your life right now if you just pay attention. Because from what I understand, yourself or spirit or Sophia is always speaking. It's just a matter of you being present enough to hear it or
mm-hmm.
to receive it. So, but I love the phrase, that's strange or that's odd. I hear it all the time, and I always say to people, oh, from an intuitive perspective, that means
yeah.
pay attention.
Yes.
Because wisdom is sharing herself right now. and people go, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun. You would laugh how many times you say, that's strange. You would, if you just pay attention, there's so many times people are saying, oh, that's odd, that's strange, wow. And that's really the greatest signpost, I think, to at least get your attention. It pops, it makes you stop, you know, for a moment and go, hmm. And in that, who knows what unfolds, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it reminds me, as you're speaking, what comes to mind is in the Nordic tradition, the rune, the runic tradition of divination, weird, what comes from Germanic, and we say this in our, you know, over in the Western world, that's weird. And what weird that word comes from is W-Y-R-D, which means that's faded, that's the unknown. So when we do, like, so just what you're saying, so when we say something is, oh, that's weird, it's really that we're bumping into or being shown that this is a part of that, you know, unfolding of the all that is, if you will, or God, or however you want to say, the divine mystery or divine wisdom.
I love it.
Yeah, isn't it? I don't, when you were saying that.
Weird takes on a whole new, new scenario now. We're all going to be going weird.
Yeah, weird. Yeah, exactly. Ooh, this is weird. This is faded, or, you know, it's that spirit. And, you know, I'm hoping, my thought is that all of this is opening up for this type of living and this type of conversation, this type of understanding and awareness is lived in everyday living.
Yeah, me too. When I believe it's happening, because I find more and more as I'm out in the world just casually sharing my experiences with the world that people are more open than you imagine. I mean, it doesn't mean that at the bar I'm sitting having a drink, hey, I'm a channel, but there's been times where, you know, I've said to someone, the last one that sticks in my mind is a gentleman sat down and you could tell he had a really hard day. And I said, oh, it was a really bad day for you. And he said, yeah, it really was. He said, one of the worst days I've ever had. And I said, well, do you mind if I offer you just something, a little gift? And he said, okay. And I said, well, there's some traditions that, you know, in the worst day or the crap of the world, there's usually a gift. There's usually something that will come out of it that, if you're open to it, might change your perspective. And he just looked at me and said, who are you? And I said, well, you know, who am I? Who are you? And I said, I just really hope that out of this hard day, something magical unfolds for you. And you could see that he was really open. He offered to buy me a drink, sit down, chat. In that, he was a typical businessman, but was, I think, in some ways waiting or present to the fact that even in our darkest hour, there can be light or truth there. So I have hope. I have hope for humanity that the businessman, you know, can hear me. Because, you know, my world, being a trance channel, is not always that relatable to the businessman. But I find the more you practice just putting your wisdom out there, the more people are actually way more open than we give them credit for.
Yeah. Well, I always say, you know, when people need to really hear something, they really don't care if it's coming from someone, you know, even with a bone in their nose. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it's really rings true and there's a resonance. And I think in some level, you know, as more and more people open to the truth of who they are and live in this receptive mode, it'll be who's next to us, who's, you know, sitting on the bus, at the subway, at the, you know, at the restaurant, at the bar, at the, you know, at the dance, that you just are living this, right?
Exactly. And I think it just takes a little courage. It just takes, for everyone listening, all the ones that are the awakened ones that are moving towards that, it just takes courage to put yourself out there and be a little different. And the more I think we're comfortable with that, the more the world chooses to be different as well. That the person next to you reflects back to you something that they might have never shared with someone else, just because you took the risk or courage to see something different, see it in a new light. So,
and I
have great hope.
Yeah. Oh, I do too, and I see it everywhere. You know, and I think that's why, you know, spirit guide, and then my, you know, form that I work with, to have awakenings, that it is about living in that awakened state, you know, remembering the truth of who we are, that, you know, that it's this, that this is all a common occurrence, you know, that,
exactly.
You know, you know, and there are these avenues, these channels, whether it's people individually or coming to someone like you and saying, you know what, I'm going through this or that, I need to connect in with Sophia. What's the bigger picture here?
Right.
That it's just so common, just so everyday, you know, because that is the truth of who we are, is that we are these multidimensional beings beyond space and time. This is
yeah.
Right? This existence is just a quarter of who we are, this small plane.
Right? Yeah, we are magic.
Yes, we are. That's right. We're always
remembering.
That's
Let's
right.
pull out our Harry Potter wands, you know?
Exactly. Let's remember and all play. I keep saying the more people that wake up, the more play partners, you know?
Exactly. I think people are really ready. I mean, I think the whole idea of change, you know, the Obama, everything that's been going on, I think people unconsciously are ready for something new. So I have great hope that as I think the intuitives are coping or dealing with the energies that are going on, that people really are awakening. People are wanting to open up to something new and to feel again, because I think we've lost really feeling that a lot of us are shut down, and that more and more people are feeling and opening up to these magic wands that we all have tucked away.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, on that note, how about opening the channel to bring Christina through?
To bring Sophia through.
Sophia through. Yeah, Christina. Sorry, I'm already...
That's okay. Christina's already here.
Yeah, you are.
All right. It was great, Michelle. Thank you so much. And I'll just take a couple of breaths, and then we'll get Sophia.
All right, Christina, nice talking with you. Look forward to connecting with Sophia. And those that have questions, I see a couple of callers on. So as Christina is opening the channel to allow Sophia to come through, and it just takes a few minutes as she acclimates mind, body, allowing that spirit to come through.
All right. Good. And hello, beloved. It is Sophia. How are you being today?
Oh, wonderful, Sophia. And how are you?
I am well. Excited to dive into the topic. How do we cope with? Yes, very excited to feel that energy and to offer some little nuggets of wisdom, if that is all right.
Absolutely. And how do you feel about callers?
We are ready for callers whenever callers are ready. Yes?
Okay, wonderful. So how do we cope with these times? What are you seeing that's happening in your realm of understanding? And I guess to dive in about what you feel we need to be focused on at this time.
Good. So let us start with the word cope. Cope is a very powerful word. It says that there are something happening that we have to deal with, yes? How do we cope or deal with energy? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So let's work with how do we deal, because dealing, wheeling and dealing feels a little more playful than cope. Cope
yeah.
almost sounds, let's sit in a hospital bed and cope with someone is ill, yes? It takes on a harsher tone. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
All right, so how are we to deal with the energies that are stirring? Let us wheel and deal today. All right, the first thing is to recognize that as we awaken, as you become more aware of yourself as totality, meaning that I am all that is, that all things are connected, one of the first things that happen is that we feel collective consciousness in a very big way. We feel what is going on with the masses. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the first perspective is, oh my God, it's heavy. Yes. Oh, most people get very, very tired. So coping with, this is something that people that awaken are saying all the time, how do I cope with the energies? Coping, how do I deal with the fact that I can feel so much. And that is the blessing and that is the curse of being an awakened one. The curse being that no longer can we completely separate ourselves from everyone else and just feel the I, we now feel the we. Does that make sense?
Yes. We're feeling both, the I and the we, yes?
We are feeling both. And one of the greatest tools in awakening is to come back to the I, come back to what do I know, so that I can witness the we and not be pulled into the wave, yes, not be pulled into the collective we that maybe is unconscious, maybe is not consciously choosing their experience right now. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yes. So we start with some tools of protection. One of the greatest ways to cope, to deal with what is going on, is to protect thyself so that we can exist inside of our truth. Truth being that you are love, that you are light, and you are divinity. Yet guess what? The rest of the world has forgotten that, yes? So when you tap into them, you start to tap into a forgetfulness, and you get drawn into that world unless you create a sacred center. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this comes back to, we did this prior, but it is a practice of putting a bubble or some sort of protection around thyself. So when I say protection, what do you think of, Michelle? What comes to mind when I say protect thyself? What do you think?
I think the light is your protection. The more aware you are, the more conscious, it's already done.
Yeah.
So for me, there is no protection. It's the light in my awareness.
Yes, and I love this perspective. It is a very awakened one, and it is a very fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional one, yes? In that, in higher frequencies, yes, light is all that is. Light is the primary perspective, yes? Yet on a third dimensional frequency, aha, what is going on here? We got light and dark. So as you be light, I'm sorry?
Yes. No, absolutely. Yeah, we've got that duality, right? The dual plane, right?
The duality. So as we be the light, so we flick on the light outside, yes, and all the moths get drawn in, yes? All of those that are less awakened get pulled towards the light. And unless you are truly plugged in all of the time, which is almost hard, very hard to do. When you have the cell phones, you have the radio waves, you have the crisscrossing of energy all the time. The reason I say protection is that it contains you. It holds a space for you without you having to walk around with an electric plug all of the time. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. So now you're light, though, but your awareness, the more aware you are, right, the more awake,
yes,
you don't get in that dual nature experience, or not as much.
Yes. The more awake you are, the more you are holding light and allowing beings to come towards you, but not stepping into your space, unless they vibrate at the same frequency that you do.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The more light you are, you must protect that light, because everyone wants to smoosh into it and say, ooh, Michelle, give me some of that light. Let me rub up against you. And that is why sensitives say, I have to cope. Yes, because we are rubbing elbows all of the time with energies that are lower frequencies. And by rubbing elbows with them, we naturally bring ourselves down and they start to bring themselves up. We attune to the difference. And guess what, my friends? You don't have to attune to anything but your own vibrational frequency. Am I making sense here?
Yes, yes.
So do you mind, beloved, protecting your light? Is that okay that I'm challenging you today on putting a little bit of protection edge on your light? Is that all right?
Are you challenging me? Oh, I don't feel challenged.
Well, many feel challenged when I present the concept of protection.
No, I just think it's a different... You know, Christine or Sophia, as you know, there's so many ways in the universe. So no, I don't feel challenged. I think you're offering another way. Yes, I think it's great. I think it's something that people need to hear.
Grand. So my first technique in coping or dealing with what's going on is protection. And we are going to just imagine, remember Glinda the Good Witch, yes, as she comes down in that sacred bubble.
Yeah.
You have that visual, Glinda the Good Witch.
Yeah.
If we can imagine ourselves in a beautiful bubble and put a hue to it, any color that makes us feel really delicious. So some people have that purpleness, some like blue, whatever your favorite color is, surround yourself in that colored bubble. And what you do is you hold your sacred truth so that you can walk through a crowd and see others, witness others, but not be affected by others. Because that is what we're really chatting about. How do we not be affected? How do we stay in our own truth when there is so much turbulence, so much change? How do we be the eye of the storm? Yes?
Mm-hmm. So how are you saying, Sophia, that people can hold to their own truth? How can they hold to their own truth and not be maybe blended with another that isn't really reflecting?
Yes, that is an excellent question. So now this is when some practices that people have heard many times before, like meditation, yet it's going to take on a different twist today, all right?
Okay.
So how we hold our own truth is first we create a field around ourselves that is reflective of our highest truth. So why I choose a color is because most times we have a favorite color that brings a smile, that brings the sensation of, ooh, that color makes me happy. It aligns us with our true birthright, which is love and happiness, yes?
Yes, yes.
As we surround ourselves, so Michelle, what color is your yummy color today? What is going to make you smile?
I'll go with magenta, I guess. I'll go with magenta.
Ah, beautiful, a magenta pink color. So as you surround yourself in that energy, feel what it does to your physicality. Feel what it does to the body. And what happens when your body starts to feel good, your emotions follow along, your mind follows along. So how we stay in our own truth is we create our own truth. And we utilize some tools to get there, like color, like smell, like utilizing our body. So once we create this bubble around ourselves and start to feel that happiness, that this feels so good, then we call forth an intention, whatever that intention may be. Today I would like to feel joy. Today I would like to be playful. Today I would like to be mysterious. We call forth an aspect, something that we would like to experience, and we ground that energy in. We ground that energy into the bubble, and we set out an intention to the universe, show us back mysterious. If that is your intention, show us back playful, so that when you go out in the world, you are vibrating that inside of your bubble, and you are calling to you experiences that reflect your intention. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. And how important do you feel, Sophia, that it is to put the intention out?
I feel it is very important, and it is the key factor to creating your day. That if you walk in a day without an intention, it is like not planning to put an outfit together in the morning. You actually have to look at, oh, I am going there, I need to look this way. It is not making any plans. It's saying to the universe, oh, surprise me. And sometimes the universe, if we are not clear, will surprise us in ways that are not so exciting, yes? Because we are throwing out anything is good. By not putting an intention, you are saying that anything that the universe throws at you is welcome. So this way, you give direction to the universe, and the universe reflects back to you something that you're interested in perceiving that day.
Mm. So you're co-creating it by putting your intention out there.
Exactly. Exactly. You are co-creating it and you are directing it. It is like showing up with actors and having a script and saying, oh, forget the script, do whatever you want. Yes. This way we say, today we are going to focus on these lines and we are going to embody them in our true way. Today we are going to embody mystery. And in that, you will notice that mystery shows up in the most magical way. And again, it is about planning, my friends. Everyone wants to go with the flow all the time, and I love going with the flow, but I love going with the flow with an intention.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
There's a balance, yes. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. So the major tools that we have talked about today in terms of coping with or dealing with the big whirlwind of energy going on your planet is, number one, protecting yourself, creating the space that you wish to be in, and number two, creating an intention. How do I choose to be today? What would I like to express today? And in that, you are setting up a magical pathway for yourself. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good. How is this feeling?
Wonderful. I'm just connecting in with a chat to see if there's any question, Sophia. So we've expanded into on awakenings that we now have also the chat room. Actually, we have a couple of people calling. So I'm going, if it's okay with you, take
a
question.
Yes, let's go to the callers.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. Hello, Gemini Eyes. You're on the air with on awakenings with Sophia. Did
Hi,
you have
Sophia.
A question or a comment?
Hello,
yeah,
beloved.
My name is Jacqueline.
How can I be of service? Yes.
Jacqueline.
Okay. Hi, my name's Jacqueline. I was just wondering if you might have any messages for me, please.
Grand. All right, beloved. What would you like a message on? For when you open up, this is going back to intention, when you open yourself up in such a great way, you allow the universe to give you anything. So instead, I'm going to ask you, will you ask me something particular? Will you say, Sophia, I'd like a message around my love life. Sophia, I'd like a message around my career. Will you choose?
Okay, well, if I say right now I'm looking for inspiration just to help bring love and light to me so I can have a very joyful life more easily, is that enough, or should I ask something?
Yes, that is great. It is starting. You are starting to direct the conversation, yes? And by directing the conversation, you get back something that is really beneficial to you. So where do we find inspiration these days? And sister, when I feel you, I feel that you have a profound connection with nature. Does that make sense? Do you feel that you can connect with plants, with trees, with animals? Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah.
It does, yes?
Yeah.
So this is a conversation, yes? Just to remind you, it's okay, yes? I am not going to predict future or tell you what's to come. I'm going to offer tools for you to find your own wisdom, okay?
Okay.
Now, wait one second. Gemini Eyes, do you have you have the radio on, or the you know, awakenings. Do you have it on in the back?
No.
No, you don't? Okay. I'm just hearing some distraction or something in the back.
That's
but it
all
could
right.
be
so
there.
We're going to go back. So the connection to animals, to plants, to nature. You feel that, yes? Is that a yes or a no?
It's a yes.
Good. So my offering to you is that nature has something to gift to you on a daily basis, so that inspiration is through the trees and the birds, very particularly the birds, to pay attention that you are being guided and that you have a particular form of telepathic communication with nature. Does this make sense?
Yes.
It does. Do you know that about yourself, that you can communicate with nature? Have you unfolded that, or have you told anyone that you communicate with nature?
I do have some telepathic abilities with people and also with animals and plants.
Good. Good. So what I would like you to do is develop the nature side of things, develop the plants and the animal communication side, because I feel that this is a profound opening for you. The more time you spend with nature, the more inspired you will be, the more that your, what we will call your soul notebook, yes, the cheat sheet, yes, that has all of the information for you, your soul will open up and you will be easily guided in, today I take this step, tomorrow I take this step, as you commune with nature. That is what I have to offer you, beloved. I hope you receive it, and I hope that you practice, yes, dancing with the trees and chirping away with the birds. Fair enough?
Thank you very much.
All right, beloved. Thank you, my friend. Namaste.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Gemini Eyes. Thank you. Blessings. We are taking callers. Sophia, do you find that more people are opening now to their gifts? Is that part of this part of the awakenings, that people are to be perhaps actualizing their gifts more? Can you speak a bit on that?
Exactly. Thank you very much. For as we are moving into the ascension, or moving from a third to fourth dimensional frequency, now that's a lot of big words there, but let me say, as we are awakening to that, we are more than the body, we are more than the mind, we are spirit beings that have many, many skills that would surprise the heck out of us. So what is happening is people are awakening to these dormant skills, meaning that we can connect to other realms. We all have the ability to do that. And what is happening is that people are starting to fine-tune. They are starting to feel, ooh, I am drawn in this direction. Ooh, I am drawn in that direction. And their dormant skills are awakening. And something like speaking to the animals may sound a little bit out there, but the more you be with it, the more you will see that all things have messages, that the world around us is here to share wisdom with us in all moments, yes? And that beloved one that called in, if we feel the energy, we can feel what we would call a timidness, yes? And when you allow that timidness to be present with nature, that energy works best with bird energy, yes? A very quiet soul has great abilities to commune. And in those skills, that is where your life's purposes will unfold. Yes, the many reasons you have come to the planet, they will unfold through these great skills we are all awakening to. How grand, yes.
Yes, and of course, I mean, you do know this. Christina couldn't have known this, but Sophia, you know this. Just what you're speaking of, we had a show or a segment. I don't really like to call these shows. I have to think of a different name, but maybe you can think of something that's connecting, you know, that we had on Tuesday, which was on 11/11, the Gateway Portals of Light. We talked activation, acceleration, but we did go into just what you're talking about, the connecting with nature and receiving messages from the animal beings, all of everything, everything and everyone. Do you feel that this is going to be more done as everyone is realizing that we are all one, just different forms of the one?
Yes. It will awaken, yet because there is such a loudness on your planet these days, just think of, if you add up all of the television, television programs, feel the energy,
I know, there's so much energy right now, yes.
There is so much going on. It is so loud that typically the ones that are going to commune with nature are the more quiet ones in the world, are the ones that like solitude. So yes, nature is always there for us to hear, yet it requires a softness. It requires a clearing of space. It requires a clean type of energy to actually hear that dialogue, because animals don't like the loudness, yes? They are not going to cut through all of that mess. They say, no, thank you, and take off, yes? So, yes, it is the overall truth that animals are communicating more and more. It's just the question of who can hear them and who has the ability to quiet themselves, because it is through a quiet mind, a quiet field, that is how you will have communion with them.
Okay.
Yes, good. And we can feel that in our caller, yes? As she called in, we can feel that quietness, that, ooh, let me really be still and allow wisdom to come forth. It is a beautiful perspective, and it allows her to really delve into nature in a huge way.
Yeah. Okay, we have another caller. We've got a couple that keep, I'm not sure if they're calling to listen or just the question, but let's see. Hello, 352-348. You're on the air with Awakenings and Sophia.
Hi,
do you have a
Sophia.
Question?
Yes, I do. This is Cindy in Florida. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello,
I was
Cindy.
Wondering, yes, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. The question I have, I was wondering if you have a, are you channeling messages today? Is that what you're doing for the reading?
So
or
good.
Are you doing like a mini reading?
Yes. What I am doing is answering questions that come from soul, yes? So instead of doing mini psychic readings, I am being present with your wisdom and reflecting that back. So is there a question that is particular to your life that you have to ask?
Yes, I was wondering what you see for me happening in, as far as for a long-term relationship, if there's anything
good.
Coming in the immediate future.
Very good. All right, so I'm going to ask you to just be with me as I speak on relationships and how to draw them into you. Because, sister, it is not about will one come to you. It is are you ready for one is the real question. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I'm beyond ready.
All right, you're saying yes. So.
Well, I was thinking specifically, there's a gentleman that's coming to visit me the week of Thanksgiving, the week after next, that I dated previously, and we got along really, really well. We just live in different states. So the distance was a problem. I was wondering if there's a future there with that person specifically also.
Good. Thank you so much for being particular because it allows me to speak on that relationship. So let me say to you is that there are many opportunities for you to stretch yourself when you are with this man. Stretching yourself meaning sharing yourself in ways that you haven't in the past. And by being more vulnerable, not worrying so much what will happen, will we work it out, can it happen, is he going to break my heart, what's going to happen. So let go of all of those thoughts of future and be in the present moment in an expanded state. Sister, I would call you a rock star of energy, meaning that you are someone that is a bright light that has so much to share if you would stop worrying so much about how the world perceives you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes? Does it make sense? Do you worry about what the world thinks of you? Especially gentlemen?
I worry a lot about the world thinks of me, but this particular person was a little intimidated by my abilities. When I met him, and he was a little insecure. That was a little too independent, a little too self-sufficient. Maybe I wouldn't need him. And I think he had some fear that maybe I would leave him one day because I can just do everything. I'm just used to being by myself and fixing things when they break and that kind of thing.
Yes.
So that's why I was wondering if it could work, if he's mature, if he's gotten rid of any of the insecurities, if it's, you know, if he's or become accepted to the fact that it's okay for me to have abilities.
Of course it's okay. So what I am suggesting is that you be bigger. You don't hide that and give him the opportunity to embrace it all. And I do feel he has shifted and changed. I just wouldn't hide any aspect of you because it will not allow him to digest that you are a big, beautiful woman that has a big presence in the world and that he can stand next to you in a way that allows him to feel his bigness as well. So I do feel there are possibilities if you do not tone down, if you actually be more than you typically allow yourself to be. It will be the test that says to him, are you ready to be this expansive? And I believe there is a yes in there. It is just going to take some courage for him to go there. So will you be the rock star this weekend or that weekend that he arrives, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I always act like myself.
So don't hide it and be it in a big fashion. And if it is not this gentleman, the more that you be this and not worry, allow yourself to be big, sister, you are big. And just say, I will draw to me someone that is ready to be big as well. That's all you're looking for, a gentleman that can hold his own strength next to yours. So some of little skills you can practice is imagining a gentleman who lifts weights, whether he lifts them or not, but someone that has the ability to hold strength, because that's what you're really looking for in a mate, because you are strength itself. So the gentleman next to you must be able to stand next to strength without deflating. Does this make sense?
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, beloved, do your visualizations. Imagine this man of strength and imagine the gentleman coming, that he has the ability to just imagine him like at the Olympics, lifting a big, huge weight, dropping it down, and that imagery will help him say that he is strength. Okay?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you for calling
you.
In and sharing.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
Yes, bless you. Okay, we have another call. And hello, Watermark. You're on Awakenings with Sophia. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes, and you know, your phone, are you calling, maybe are you calling from the computer, through a computer?
Yes.
Watermark? Yeah, try to call back again because we don't have a good connection, and if the connection isn't sufficient, you can type your question in the chat and I will relay it to Sophia. Okay, we have another caller. Hello, 352-348, you're on the air with Awakenings.
Oh, that's
hello.
Still me. I just spoke with you.
Or you can,
this is Cindy.
Oh, great, okay. You're gonna,
I just held
okay,
on
Cindy.
So I
can okay.
listen.
Okay, beautiful.
Thanks.
All right, Cindy. Yeah, the other, if sometimes people call through, Sophia, with this technology through
yeah.
computer, and it's not as dependable, or people are calling, you know, from Europe or
yeah.
far lands, Jordan, Albania, Switzerland,
yeah.
Canada,
yeah,
everywhere.
How grand.
Yeah, wonderful. As you connect in with the energy of what is being presented here, Sophia, what do you feel most people are needing to know right now?
Good. All right, let's buckle the seatbelts. Yes,
okay.
You're asking a big question.
Yes.
What do people need to know? So first of all, I say there's nothing anyone needs to know. There's something that we could remember or feel right now. So as we buckle the seatbelts, I am going to say when big energies of change come forth, what happens is there's typically a backlash. There is typically a wanting to shut down. So when an opening happens, there is typically the counteractive energy that wants to come in and shut it down. So the big thing that I present to everyone that is listening right now is that we have all started to feel that we are headed in the right direction. And I just say to all those listening, no matter what unfolds in the current future, in the next few weeks, in the next few months, trust that it is all divine, that we may see chaos again like we saw a long time ago, the number 9/11 comes up, and I am not predicting any futures. I am just saying that when we, a big group of people, open up to change, there is typically the counteracting that wants it to shut down. So that any types of big bursts of energy that come forth, the thing that we can remember as a light worker is that all is divine. This is part of people being shaken to the core to awaken themselves to truth. So let's just be prepared for whatever may come and trust it no matter what it looks like. How do you feel when I say that, Michelle?
It resonates. It so resonates. Sophia, we have a question from the chat room. If you could speak a bit of, you touched on it a little bit, the ascension, and I want to call it the culmination or the, you know, pivotal point of 2012. If you could speak a bit of that.
Good. All right. So there is this big number, 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, the prophecy that world shall shift or change. So I have called it ascension, or you can call it a big shift, a paradigm shift. So what's going on is that there is a collective agreement that let's see if we can put it simply. At a certain timing in human history, if there wasn't a certain amount of principles laid on the table, it was going to be like a shaking, an earthquake, that something would happen to present that to the public. That what we could call a paradigm shift is about to unfold. Did I make sense thus far?
Yeah.
I will continue from there. Did I make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. So let's look at some of the popular television shows and some of the popular things in our consciousness right now. So recently we have seen so many things with ghosts. We have seen the show Medium. We have John Edwards speaking to the dead. Now we have this big, let's say, remembering that death is not death. Does that seem right when we look at the mass culture right now, that all of a sudden New Age, talking to the dead seems to be popular?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The reflection.
This is a little indicator of what is to come. So that in mainstream, it is starting to be okay to imagine that we can speak to someone who has died or crossed over. And what's going to happen in this paradigm shift is that a big population, a big segment of our population is going to start having other worldly experiences, meaning communications with those who have crossed over. That is one type of paradigm shift. How do you feel when I say that, Michelle?
Perfect. It's confirming. I'm just putting in the chat. It's confirming what I spoke about on Tuesday. So this is so great, because I think more people need to hear this and not be so caught up in the doom and gloom and the fear, and see it more as a paradigm shift that's already taking place, as you're saying, you know?
It's already happening. So what's going to happen is that your friend, your cousin that does not believe in anything new agey, anything woo-woo, is going to start having experiences where they actually witness their grandmother walk across the room and say, "Oh my God, what was that?" And they are going to turn to the awakened ones and say, "How is this possible?" So one of the main paradigm shifts are people are going to start to see, and I am just really revealing things now. Yes, people are going to start to see and hear spirit. Spirit both being, yes, guides that are considered ascended masters, higher angelic realms, beings that are here to help guide, as well as loved ones that have crossed over. So those that are deeply asleep will first awaken to what is called ghosts. Yes, those beings that tend to stay near the planet because they have a message to give or something they want to share. So those that are deeply asleep will have a ghost experience, and those that have started the awakening experience are going to have direct communions, direct experiences with their guides. That's one of the shifts and changes that will happen around and is happening as we move towards 2012, yes?
Yes, I like what you say here, Sophia, that it is happening already. That the a lot of people
already
are
in motion. Yes, the seatbelt is buckled, and we are already on the ride. Yes,
because a lot of people think it's something's going to happen. You know, like the stroke of midnight. You know, from 2012, and then it all is happening. But as you're saying, and in my understanding and belief is and experience actually is that we are in this shift already, and we're co-creating it. We are the shift, and we're shifting. You know, it's a bit.
Exactly. And there will be little bits. It will start to just happen more and more. There will be little things that it will culminate in something, yet it's not as big as everyone thinks it is, because there are so many little things that lead up to that, that it's not as shocking. But because you're projecting so much in the future, we get the shock, yes? Mm-hmm. Because we feel, oh, we're not ready for that. Well, in the 4 years, we will be, you see. People will be ready for it, so it won't feel like a shock anymore.
Okay, we have another caller, Sophia.
Okay.
Hello, 205-637. You're on the air with Awakenings and Sophia. Did you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do. I'm wondering.
Wonderful.
Let
me stop you. Who am I speaking with? Who is on the line? What's your name, caller?
Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Okay, great. Wonderful. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I was wanting to know, how do I know what my gifts are and how to move forward? I'm feeling like I'm in a period of my life where I'm just kind of stuck and don't know where to go forward.
Okay, good. Thank you, Wanda. All right. So what I'm going to suggest is that when we are stuck, we are in that place for a reason. So instead of being upset at stuck, we can imagine that stuck is a particular perspective that's wanting us to see something before we move on. So my first suggestion to you is to, in your stuckness, look around and ask, what is very loud in my world right now? What is getting my attention? I feel stuck. I don't know where to go. I don't know what way to turn. But what's loudest? Is it the job? Is it a friendship? What is the loudest? And in that energy of stuck, look at the thing that is the loudest and say to it, you're part of my awakening. Because when we're stuck, there is typically something that is there to unstick us. So the moment we look at it, maybe a friendship, it may be a work relation, it may be anything around us that feels like it is causing the stuck, when we identify it, it starts to help us be unstuck. And wonder from there, once we no longer judge stuck and we start to identify some of the things that are playing into it, I'm going to say one of your greatest gifts is through movement. So do you move the body? Are you involved in yoga, in dance, in anything that has to do with the body, my friend?
I do like to dance. I mean, I don't do any like formal type dance, but I do like to dance to music.
Good. So what I'm going to say, and just, you are always welcome to throw out if it doesn't vibrate with you. You can say, I don't know about that, Sophia. But when I feel you, beloved, I feel that you have a great capacity to unfold your life's purposes through your body. So the thing I would practice is playing music and allowing your body to sense, let us say, like the heart chakra. You could put your hand in front of the heart and just start to sense the energy that comes out of the heart, and to allow yourself to begin to move your body in sensing, because I believe your greatest gift is from a body perspective. How do you feel when I say that to you?
It feels good. It does.
Good. So one of the things I'm going to ask you to do, first of all, there is a CD that I put out called Life Purposes, yes, Soul's Unfoldment, Life's Purpose. I would suggest that for you because there is something about going back to where you started. So that CD could be helpful. But number two is I'm really going to suggest you move more. You do more movement, and that is going to unstick you as well as open you up to many, many gifts you have that come through the physical self. You are what we would call a body intuitive, meaning that information comes to you through the body. It is a very powerful type of intuitive, and a lot of times those intuitives are stuck because it's intense. To move forward in feeling through your body is an intense experience, but I feel you are ready for it, beloved. So will you practice dancing, moving, going to a yoga class, going to anything that allows you to move?
Will do. I definitely will do.
Good, beloved. And I feel that will do, as that you can feel how powerful this is. You are a powerful one. You just need to be reminded of it, yes?
Thank you.
Thank you, beloved. I honor you, and I am excited to watch you unfold, yes?
Thank you,
my friend.
I
Namaste.
I really appreciate it.
Mm.
Good.
Beautiful.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Blessings.
Thank you.
Oh, such love, light, and wisdom. Such wonderful energy that is happening right now, right here, that we are, right? That we are.
Exactly. Exactly, beloved. How grand. And to just play off of this, many of us are sensitive from a body perspective. And that is why there are many people that feel stuck, because the body that feels right now says, whoa, there's way too much stuff out there to feel. So that is how protection comes in and movement. When you move your body, you are taking charge of the energy field around you. So any type of sacred dancing, any type of movement calls you into your power. So one of the major tools that we can work with around dealing with, coping with the energies around us is to find ourselves in our bodies and move our bodies with awareness, being that, let me feel my sacred arm move through the air. Let me feel my heart. Let me put my hand in front of my third eye and feel what it's like for me to awaken in my third eye. Let me feel my crown chakra through the feeling sense. We will feel that we are magic. And once you feel you are magic, then you really know you are magic, yes?
So it's important, what I'm getting, this idea of movement and connecting in with the physical, which that's what we're all doing here. Now, Sophia, there's a question in the chat room from Katsanova, but the name she goes by in the chat, but actually the given name is Barbara.
Yeah.
If you can connect in with Barbara's energy to see what she is needing to know for the highest good. She said, I desire to perfect all ways of vision. All ways of vision. Yeah.
All right, Barbara, I am going to say that perfection, okay, everyone buckle the seatbelts again. This is where Sophia gets a little dramatic, yes? Perfection is an old term that I would chuck that word out and say, no, thank you. Perfection has a very harsh energy to it, that I'm going to say there is no such thing as perfection. There is only a truth of being in the moment, and whatever shows up is perfection. But trying to attain perfection gets us in trouble. So in terms of finding your highest truth in your vision, let us believe that where your vision is now is perfect, is exactly where you are ready to be. And begin to say that I am unfolding in a way that is based on my natural timing. What happens when we have the frequency of perfection? We typically want to crank up our timing to timing that reflects a very mechanical collective right now. So if you were to look at the speeds in which cars go by these days, that speed is way too quick for a physical body. That speed is way too quick for an awakening to happen. So the idea of perfection wants speed, wants immediate gratification, where really vision, sight, comes through patience and comes through more of, we won't call it a turtle pace, but we will call it a hare's pace, actually, instead of the sports car pace, yes? It is bringing back our metaphors to natural cycles. Does that make sense, Michelle?
Yes. Now, Seagirl is bringing up a point in the chat that we can improve. So maybe we can reframe the question and say, how can improve the vision, you know, which is has to do with the evolutionary process. Is that possible? So how could she improve, I guess?
Good. Improving vision is to allow the vision as it first to be satisfied with what's present. And I know that's hard to hear when we wish for something more, but to be present with your sight as is and say, I honor my sight and I honor that it is opening in my own timing. The moment you honor timing, you honor the non-opening, I am wishing for more sight. When you honor the present moment, that is when we are gifted with more. When we look to the future, that's when the carrot keeps on being dangled, yes? Oop, 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 and we keep on moving the carrot away. When you are in the present moment, that is when a gift is given. So I know it is hard to hear everyone that wants to develop. Development is through sitting in trust of where you're at and saying that where you're at is amazing, is exactly where you could be, should be, desire to be right now. And the moment you are proud of, the moment your chest swells with pride on whatever your vision is right now, that's when your vision opens. That's where there is an improvement on what you already have. Does that make sense, Michelle? Mm,
beautifully, yes. Yes.
It is hard to hear. Many people get mad at me, but Sophia, they say, and I say, no buts. Be in the moment and be proud of yourself as is. And that's where shifts begin, yes?
Brilliant, yes. Well, I think part of the awakening is that we're aligning to this divine right timing or our own inner timing, and it's the ego personality that, which I love. I mean, that's the physical expression on this dimension or these other, you know, lower dimensions. But that part of us, you know, we're so in the process that wants to help it along and facilitate it along. And like you say, may move out of the moment and be in where it wants to be, where it perceives that it wants to be.
Yes.
So being in that moment.
Being in the moment makes all the difference, and also looking at the quick pace of your planet right now is a major deception. It really says that your soul can move that quickly, and that's not the truth of it. Your body desires to move through it slowly, or you miss the taste of it. Do you devour the pie, or do you really enjoy the pie? Yes. And again, it is the quickness of your planet that gets us all twisted up, yes, and all worried that we're not doing it in the correct timing, where the correct timing is much more of a natural ebbing and flowing, and we have forgotten that because it's not reflected to us very often. We are seeing quick, quick, quick all the time.
So you're saying that that's an illusion, this quick the pace that's it, because there is a speeding up in a sense, but we're to be slowing down, right? Aren't we to be?
Yes, exactly.
Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, thank you very much. There is a oscillation, there is a vibrational frequency that is moving to a higher scale. Yes, does that make sense? A higher frequency level, but that just has nothing to do with actual physicality speed, run, 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 yes? It has to do with a vibrational frequency that lifts our bodies into places of greater wisdom and truth. So the ways that we get comfortable with this quickening of a vibrational field is through slowing down and allowing our bodies to acclimate, to sit in the quick frequency, not to be the quick frequency by running through it, by expressing it through moving the body that quickly. We allow the body to feel it and to gently acclimate to that space. So it is about taking longer breaks, yes, taking longer walks, longer breaths, and allowing the physicality to catch up to that vibrational frequency that is quickening. Make sense?
Yes, yes, yes.
Good. So breathe more, walk more, allow yourself expansiveness, and imagine time stretching. Feel the stretchness. Feel that there is more time, there is more space, and in doing that, you counteract everyone else that is the spinning top that feels like it is going to spin off the universe, yes? Because that is really a bit of a perspective right now, because people are sensing this oscillation and then taking it on and freaking out in their own right, yes? Where if you sit in it, it becomes you.
Now, why do you feel, or why is it happening that people are tending to, as they're feeling the quickening and the vibrational frequency being raised, which I say it's intensifying, why is there the need then to, or feeling for people to try to scramble or move more quickly, kind of push?
Well, those are typically sensitives, yes? Mm-hmm. Sensitives are those that are feeling how loud the call is right now.
Yeah,
so they're reflecting back the loud call versus that call is not meant for you. That's meant for the ones that are asleep. It's that loud for a reason. So instead of feeling that message for you, say, the soft. I am in soft. The loudness is about a great paradigm shift. It is awakening the masses. I am part of the awakened few right now. And I am excited to report that the number is getting bigger and bigger. We started at 10% that were awakened.
Yeah.
We moved to 15%. We are up to 20% of your population is an awakened state. That is a huge number, my friends.
Yes.
And it keeps on getting bigger. So don't get caught up in the masses being awakened. Yes.
Yeah.
That's where you start to freak out, yes, because the masses are going to go through some struggle in acclimating to a new way of seeing the world.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Just don't struggle with the masses. It'll happen. That's the tipping point. That will be the result or the end product anyway, right? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Exactly. It is unfolding no matter whether people want it or not, it's happening. So let's just be at peace with it, yes?
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Sophia, we're winding down from Awakenings. The program will be completing in a few minutes. I really want to thank you, and I know our listeners, participants, really appreciate your wisdom, your coming through and sharing your insight, wisdom, and understanding at this time. So thank you so much, Sophia.
Grand. Thank you, my friends. I just remind everyone that we have a website, ChristinaSophia.com, if anyone would like more information.
Oh.
Christina with a K, Sophia with a PH.
Yeah, we've been putting that in the chat, yes. And John is in the chat also writing that down, and it's also on the segment page.
Grand. Thank you, beloved. It has been lovely. Namaste, my friend.
Namaste. Blessings. And so Christina will come back through, and as Sophia is expanding back out. Yes, Lola, you're saying the masses are awakening. Well, the smaller, the 144,000, which is 144 million to billion, is the light workers, the seed carriers. So this is why the connecting on places, shows, programs, segments like Awakening. So yes, people have been quiet, Lola, but there is going to be more awakening. And as you're awakening more, maybe you will start your own group. There's seed groups, there's pod groups all over the world. I lead a few here locally and travel a bit. Then we have people like Christina come on, channeling Sophia. So we are in this greater community. So in your own country, I know, Lola. Well, maybe you're the one that's going to be starting it there, okay? So maybe that's part of it. You're getting here, you're getting your support, you're getting your vibrational frequency up-leveled, up-shifted, reinforced. You have that support, so perhaps there's something you're going to be starting where you are. Christina, are you back here?
Hi, thank you so much.
Thank you so very much also. This has been absolutely wonderful.
And, it was a lot of fun.
Yes, and you'll have to listen to the archive. You know,
I will.
Well, you always have a ongoing invitation to come back to Awakenings wherever we are unfolding. All right?
Good.
Gwen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And listeners, participants, thank you so much for your love, your light, your wisdom, your sharing, your calling in, and also sharing your wisdom in the chat room. I also want to remind everyone that you can connect with Christina Sophia at ChristinaSophia.com. Also, you can subscribe to Awakenings via iTunes. And right, it's actually right on the segment page. You just hit the iTunes icon and you're right there. I do appreciate the reviewing on the show of iTunes that some of you have done, as well as all your emails, your feedback, your comments, just your support. I really do appreciate it. This is your place. It's not just my place. It's for all of us. And again, thanking you, Christina, Sophia, and also John Jensen. Thanks for putting this together. And all of you, until next time, shine your light and keep awake. Namaste. Remember, you are the light, the wisdom, the understanding. Remember the truth of who you are. You're awakening to this truth, shining your light. That is the awakening. You're both the messenger and the message. In light love, you awaken. Shine your light.